a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Thank you again for joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry. The last time we were together, we were talking about a war on police and how our community should be responding just to that concept, and how we as Christians should be responding and praying and teaching our young people concerning the attitudes that they should have toward the authorities that God has placed over them. Rich Schmidt is a member of our church as well as a member of the law enforcement community for almost 30 years now, Rich, and we appreciate the biblical principles that you're sharing with us.
Well, good morning, Pastor, and it really is a privilege to be able to serve the public in law enforcement. It really truly is a profession where you can help people, serve people, and yes, on the other hand, have to put some people in jails and the handcuffs, and that's certainly part of what the law enforcement community does. Well, recently, and coming to light through the media, especially over the last year or two, are some real significant issues that the community has faced with police relations. It's gotten a lot of national attention. It's gotten a lot of local attention here in Milwaukee. And this, unfortunately, has resulted in some issues of tension, and that's not a good thing. And it's something that, as a community, as a state, as a nation, we need to face and resolve these issues. Unfortunately, because of some of these significant cases that have come forward, it's resulted in violence, it's resulted in riots, it's resulted in looting, and it's just been very problematic. In fact, the communities that have experienced some of these bad outcomes, if you will, between police and citizens has exponentially increased to the worse when people take to the streets and basically destroy authority and resist authority, and it turns out to be a chaotic, almost quite frankly, anarchy that exists in some of our local communities. That's not good for anyone. It's not good for the citizens. It's not good for the businesses, and it's certainly not good for police and citizen relationships. Well, I'd like to put out a perspective, and being that we're speaking from a Christian radio station, certainly that is what I believe has some of the great answers, is the scriptures, the Bible. And in Titus chapter 3, it gives an admonition to all of us as Christians. And it states this, Titus chapter 3, verse 1, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. When we think about this concept of resisting authority, this is totally contrary, of course, to what we just read in this passage in Titus.
Yes.
And there's some things that the police do, of course. We have what's called a code of conduct, and one of the areas in the code of conduct is called discretion. And I just want to read a quick blip from that. And it states, a police officer will use reasonably the discretion vested in his position and exercise it within the law. The principle of reasonableness will guide the officer's determination, and the officer will consider all surrounding circumstances. And when we couple that onto another piece found in the police officer's code, there's a specific section on use of force, which certainly is what has brought to light nationally some issues with the use of force by police. And I want to read one sentence from that. It says, a police officer will never employ unnecessary force or violence, in other words, uncontrolled force, and will use only such forces in discharge of duty as is reasonable in all circumstances. Now, I think what has caused a major problem in our nation, and just some very significant cases, couple of cases, really, when you look at the multitude of cases that come to light every year. But in a couple of these cases, high-profile cases, the use of force has been what has really caused some issues between citizens and police. Police are professionals. They're taught, they're trained, they go to training school, and they have a standard that they live up to. And on occasion, there's going to be this, if you will, disagreement between the public and between police on what is reasonable force. And unfortunately, what we'll call the mainstream media and those that sometime, if you will, have more of a liberal bend, will go and put out a bunch of alleged facts before the true facts are actually known.
Right.
And that really has caused some of the major issues across the country right now. But let's think about this from a biblical perspective and, quite frankly, from just a common sense perspective. Mm-hmm. When you resist authority, you really do go to a very dark place.
Right.
I've heard that stated several times by some of our chief law enforcement executives. It's a very, very dark place that someone goes to when they decide to resist authority, and specifically a police officer. You know, just a couple of things. Let's just go real practical for a minute. Every single person in the community is potentially going to be stopped by a police officer. Well, what do you do? You know, some of our young people, some of our teenagers, they hear things on the news or they think they know what they should do, or they talk to their friends and they come up with ideas of what they think they should do. Well, let me tell you from a police officer's perspective, what's a good thing to do? If a police officer tells you to stop, it's a good idea to stop. If they tell you to make your hands visible, get them out of your pockets, it's a good idea to pull your hands out of your pockets without anything in them, by the way.
Slowly.
Very slowly. Bring your hands out. Make sure you don't have anything in them.
Right.
Don't move. Listen carefully and do exactly what the police ask you to do,
mm-hmm.
and only what they ask you to do. They don't know who you are. You don't know who they are. You know they have authority, and they have to assume that they're in danger every time they stop someone. So don't run. Freeze. If you're in a car, pull over and stop. Don't keep driving and driving and driving, because that's what we call fleeing a police officer, and that's not a smart thing to do. Pull over as soon as you possibly can. Stop. Keep your hands where they can see them. I think that's the third time I mentioned hands already.
That's correct.
They want to see your hands. They want to know what you have in them or don't have in them. So keep your hands open. Keep them where they can see them. That's a huge part of staying safe. Don't reach in the glove box. Don't go in the armrest. Don't go in compartments of your car unless the officer asks you to, and follow their directions. It's the safest thing for both parties, for the citizen as well as the police officer. Don't pick up your cell phone and start making calls. Cell phones sometimes in the dark, they're black. They can potentially look like a gun in the dark. And if they don't see it, they have to think the worst for their
sure.
own protection.
Right.
So just don't pick anything up. Don't make calls. Just wait for the officer to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, every time an officer pulls you over, they don't know who you are. They must use extreme caution, and they must assume you are armed. They don't know any different until they go through their diagnostic checks, if you will. Well, I've got another biblical concept that I think might be helpful right here, especially from those of us who approach this from a Christian perspective. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, I exalt first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all in authority." And I love this part, "that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." You know, Pastor, if we simply would follow as a society, and I know not everyone is going to become a Christian. I understand that. I wish, quite frankly, they would.
Right.
That would be my heart's desire. It's certainly mm-hmm. God's desire. But despite whether someone's going to embrace Christianity or not, just listen to these words again. Pray for those in authority.
Mm-hmm.
So what? What will it produce? It tells us it'll produce a life that is quiet and peaceable.
Right.
And that's exactly what the problem is right now. The mm-hmm. violence is indeed out of control. At a congressional hearing I actually listened to this week, in one weekend in Chicago, there were 45 shootings. One weekend.
Mm.
In Milwaukee recently, 13 shootings in one weekend. That is out of control violence. As a society, what are we doing? What are we thinking? Well, when a police officer who is more than aware of all the shootings taking place, I'm going to ask the citizens, do you think they're on high alert? I think it's a fairly easy rhetorical question. The answer is, of course they are.
Sure.
It's a very, very dangerous situation out there. So what are some concepts? Fleeing an officer, what's that going to produce? High-speed chases, people get hurt, people get injured, people pulling out a weapon, attacking an officer, threatening an officer. Obviously, these things are not going to have good outcomes. They are a very dark place that we just shouldn't go. It puts the person, the officer, and certainly the innocent public in a very dangerous place. And when people are in danger, including police, what do? They click into survival mode.
Sure.
One of the strongest needs that we have as human beings. We want to survive. And of course, that includes the police officer. No one, including the police, wants to experience harm. No one wants to be stabbed. No one wants to be shot. No one wants to be punched. No one wants to be beat. So all of us have to keep these things in mind in order to repair relationships. Peaceable, not violence, not screaming, not yelling, not fighting, but peaceable. Well, is there an answer to the conflicts between people? Is there a way for people of all races to respect each other? Is there a way for people of different backgrounds to truly embrace each other? Is there a common thread in human beings that can be woven into a peaceful existence? Well, Pastor, I believe that there is. And there is certainly a way. There are principles that can change this. But you know what, Pastor? I believe it all boils down to a perspective that comes from a Christian perspective. And the only known way that I've seen over the 29 years of law enforcement experience I've had, it's not going to prison and hoping for rehabilitation. It's not having prayer vigils after someone's been killed. They haven't worked. It's a wonderful thing for the family and to support others, but it doesn't change the situation. We've seen that over and over and over again. I've gone to prayer vigils. I've watched many of them on the news. Has it changed the outcome? Unfortunately not.
Right.
So is there a way? Is there something that can be done that can change the tide of police community relationships? And Pastor, I believe there's one thing which I'm going to ask you to give your perspective on. I believe from a biblical perspective, the only way to see this change is for the hearts of people to change.
That's exactly what Paul was talking to Timothy about, to pray for all of those who are in authority. And basically, it goes on to say in verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If we as believers are teaching our folks that the most important thing is the eternal destiny of everybody, every person around us, of every race and every nationality and every culture, their salvation, their eternal destiny, it'll take away the anger and the broad brush painting that so many times we very quickly are able to make concerning an issue that causes us tremendous care and frustration. Prayer. That's what verse 1 in 1 Timothy 2 was talking about, prayer. And so, as you have listened to us this morning, my friends, keep our law enforcement agencies and officers in prayer. Hold them up before God. Ask God to give them wisdom and discretion, discernment that only God can give many times. And in doing so, you will be a blessing and a benefit to our community.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.